That time of the week again, and we have it'll be a kind of a three-hander at times. For the time being, we have in studio with us Michael Leddy, writer, blogger, and writer. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
Great to have you with
Great
us.
Great to be here. Great
and,
fun.
And our guest this week is Dahi Ramsey, marketing manager at An Ghrianon Theatre in Letterkenny. How are you getting on, Dahi?
I'm good, Greg.
It's good to have your microphone would help. That's not a me problem.
All right.
No, I have you now. Good morning to you. And Fionnuala will be joining us a little later on in the hour. How are you getting on, gents? Are you
very good.
All right, yeah?
Yeah, very good.
Lovely sunny
We've
sunny
already...
day in Donegal yesterday.
Say again?
Lovely sunny day in Donegal yesterday.
Yeah, it is yesterday.
Yes. Well, we already started the review program because for 10 minutes we've been chatting TV out in the waiting room, so
That's to be banned.
I know that. That's I know you disapprove.
I disapprove of speaking before the interviews, and I disapprove of speaking during the ad breaks, because then
no content.
It's not that, is, but then you can't. People are naturally uncomfortable repeating themselves.
It'll be like the golfers. You want to blindfold or something?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Blind date used to be. Exactly. Put them in a sort of room.
Blind date.
Oh, blind date. Show, right? I know. Every Saturday. Why was I watching? But I'd never missed it. Those years, I just...
Oh, it was great TV.
It was great TV, I suppose,
great
yeah.
TV. It was simple TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and Cilla Black was a class act, wasn't she?
She was, absolute, yeah. Star power there, you know, she really
You're
had...
You're a bit quiet there, Dahi. Are you back from that mic, or can you move...
I am.
Can
I
you
am.
Move forward a little bit? I'll pull it to you, or... Just, you're quite distant. So the number's facing
okay.
you there.
Okay, how's that?
It still seems a wee bit... Try that. 1-2.
1-2.
That's
one,
terrible.
Two,
I'll two. Come around and sort it out in a second. We'll start with Michael, and that'll give okay. me a chance to do
oh,
so.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay, Michael. T.G. Cahart, the thrill of it all. Nice to start with something that's on sort of terrestrial.
Yes, exactly. And that's, again, something people do say to me from time to time. People say, oh, gosh, you know, not everyone has Netflix and all that kind of stuff. And don't forget about great films that are on regular TV. So the thrill of it is a Doris Day, James Garner movie. Movie from so anyway, as you see, Dahi, a lot of the time you just have to ignore Greg because you don't know what he's going to be doing.
I don't often get sitting that side.
No,
go
you
ahead.
Don't.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I love that people can see this on the camera.
So anyway, I'm just ignoring everything. So yeah, it's a Doris Day, James Gardner. Oh, total James Gardner movie from 1963, and it's on tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock on TG Car. This is a movie I would have seen a few times growing up, so it was an excuse to revisit it late last night. And it's a very 1960s kind of story. She is an ordinary housewife, and at a dinner party, an offhand comment she makes draws her to the attention of a big-time businessman who is doing these TV adverts to it for his soap, Happy Soap, and he realises that she is the perfect spokeswoman for his product. So what happens? She becomes a superstar. And the story is, how does her husband, James Gardner, a very successful doctor, cope with the fact that his wife is now in the workplace and is actually the primary wage earner because she's earning like 100 grand for doing these ads. So it's a very 1960s kind of thing in that it's like, oh my God, women coming out into the workplace and how do men cope with this? So it's very timely. It ends in a way that might provoke discussion in many a household, but that's because it's a 1963 movie and it's a comedy and you got to go with it and laugh.
But sometimes you need to
think about
where you are and where you're going. It's no harm dipping into the past.
Oh,
either.
Of course. I completely agree. And I think I've read a few reviews last night. A lot of people were saying, like, it's almost an iconic feminist movie. Like, it's trying to be. Had it come out in 1970.
Really?
Well, it has the bones of it, but the ending kind of undoes a lot of that. I don't
Spoiler.
Carl Reiner is the guy who wrote this, and Carl Reiner is one of those guys. Mm. He did a lot of those, you know, Steve Martin movies like The Man with Two Brains, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, The Jerk. That was Carl Reiner. So he's a guy who was the comedy chops, and he did a lot of TV stuff, and he tells the A story very well. But what myself and Dahi, we both watched it, we were chatting about it before we came in. There's a lot of digs at the television industry and the type of...
Yeah.
And they really work.
They really work, yeah.
And they're sort of timeless.
Yeah.
There's one example where it's obvious, for instance, from week to week that very much the same stories are being told on TV. And we have one shot of the TV executives going, well, the subtle variations in what we're doing, the average viewer wouldn't pick up on it. And then there's a cut... And there's two little kids in her house and they're like, this the same story they told last week, but they're just wearing different costumes. So it's very, there's a lot of that stuff in it. It's obvious that Ryder...
Why can't we talk about the end? I mean, it was,
well, we can, I
well,
suppose.
Yeah. But then if people want to watch it.
65 years ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, too soon kind of thing.
Too soon. Well, let's put it this way, right? It's the 1960s. She's a primary
witcher.
Did she
give up her career and end up just going back to be a good housewife?
Yeah.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah.
Possibly.
And it has to be, it has to be, says he gaslights her.
Oh, completely.
You know, completely.
Completely
to do so.
Completely. He sets up a whole, like, we have scenes of him putting lipstick on his collar to imply that maybe he has something going on outside the home too.
Yeah.
Silly. But it's, a lot of reviewers who like this did say the first two thirds are where it's at.
Yeah.
And by the third act, they sort of didn't know what. It's too long. You were saying it's too long.
It is. I was watching it myself. My wife, Deirdre, last night watched it because I met Mike Lee. He was down for a latte in a theatre cafe yesterday and mentioned he was going to watch
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we watched it last night. And about two thirds of the way through, Deirdre just went, this is kind of flagging, isn't it? It's really losing it. And the ending's obvious.
Yeah.
For a, you know, it's an early 60s film.
You know,
it's Doris Day. I mean, as I was saying to Michael, what I knew of Doris Day was originally from the Grease song. You know, where Rizzo would look at me, I'm Doris Day, I was not brought up this way, won't go to bed till I'm legally wed, I can't, I'm Doris Day.
Yeah.
You know, so you expect Doris Day to be playing the wholesome, you know, character and stuff. So it's Doris Day, you know kind of where the ending's going. So they throw in a whole new comedy moment.
At the end, yeah.
In that last third to try and pick up the pace.
Which is not the story that we've described to you. It's
no,
a whole other
no,
thing.
They throw another thing.
And it's too long. The movie
is
too long.
It is too long. It's an hour and 40 and... Today it'd be 40 minutes tops.
Pardon my ignorance. This would have been a cinema release at the time.
Yes,
yeah.
And it was a big hit.
Yeah.
It was one of the top 20 movies.
I mean, people would go, oh, you have to go along and see the thread of it all in the cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's James Garner. It's
James
Doris
Garner
Day,
was. It's the same year that James Garner did The Great Escape.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he also did another film with Doris Day that year called Move Over Darling, which is much more critically acclaimed. Now, it sounds like we're down talking Thrill of It, but we're not really. It's funny.
No, it's funny. Fun.
But when you look at it from the political lens of 60 years ago, you're like, okay, they were definitely...
Hey, we could be going back to those times.
I think were. I think they were actually making a political point with it because I think it's kind of almost 50s politics.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. You know, and it's the culture clash of the 50s and the 60s. So the emancipated woman, she's out earning him, you know.
Yeah.
And what's the reaction to this?
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. We're staying with the politics we have of the times with men
right,
and women.
Okay, so
and as somebody pointed out, again, I read a few reviews last night and one of the reviews said that that's definitely everything that he said is right. But when you look at the logistics of it, she's filming an ad for a couple of hours a week. It's not like she's actually out of the house 5 days a week.
Yeah.
But
do you
it's
think
still
some
an
people
issue.
Will watch it and be offended by it? That, in other words, you know what, really? Yeah, it's of the 60s, but it should be cancelled. It shouldn't be on at all. Will some people feel that, do you think?
I think a lot of the people who'll be drawn to it will be people like myself who have a view of nostalgia and think, I remember seeing this in 1988 and it was on BBC on a Sunday evening and it's charming and I laugh. I don't think anyone will discover it. Like, I wouldn't recommend
No, I'm not saying people are going to go, oh, I've just watched this for the first time, it's best ever. But do you know where I'm coming from?
Yeah,
I think, I think you could watch it and be annoyed by his character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to be trying to cancel a 60-year-old movie. And I don't think, does cancel it even work? But that's a bigger question.
Yeah, yeah, well.
But like, it's, I don't think anyone's doing that. But you can be annoyed by him. I came out thinking he's
his attitude.
You're like, he's an idiot.
Yeah, completely.
You know,
and as the movie goes on, and I love James Garner.
Yeah,
but I mean, towards the end of the movie, I was like, oh, this guy is a jerk. He's
a jerk.
He's gaslighting her. You know, he's really making her think. You know, it's just, and the only reason it's just he just wanted to have a job.
Right. Okay.
That's it.
So yous can enjoy this at least the first two thirds of it. It's on TG Cahir, TG4. Tomorrow night,
tomorrow evening at 5. And again, the comedy moments, the final word I'll say, the comedy moments are big and funny, and that's what you should pay attention to.
Yeah, yeah,
they
is.
Are big comedy
great,
moments.
Great side
gags. Say fair play to all of you for watching it. I think that's
thank you.
You watched a 60-year-old film to review it for the five people that might watch it on TV.
I mean, that is
brilliant.
The way I looked at it too, I was saying this today, was that I would probably never, without this impetus to do it, I would probably never revisit it.
Mm,
so when I saw that it was on, I was like, you know, this is an excuse to see something that I used to watch when mum and dad were in the kitchen and we're all watching these things together.
Yeah.
And those are happy memories too. So I thought, you know what? I'll do that. That's what I'll watch.
Brilliant. Okay, good stuff. Connor McCauley is in On Green On Theatre. Talk to me about this.
Yeah, Connor is here with the Improvised Music Company. So they pay for him to come and spend a couple of weeks with the theatre. And he's a drummer. He's with Balkan Alien Sound and Berserk. And he's doing stuff. with the local community. So on Saturday, that's tomorrow now, isn't it?
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock, he's doing drumming workshop. It'll be taking place in the RCC, the shiny building above the theatre. And people are welcome to come along. Just bring your sticks. Don't need to bring anything else.
Traditional drum set?
I'm not sure exactly what he'll have. He'll have a big kit. He plays in a lot of different stuff. So he plays traditional Irish. He plays world music.
So it's all percussion, he plays, really.
All percussion.
Right across the board.
So he's doing a workshop. And he's saying, just bring sticks.
Okay.
You know, and people can play or not play as well. They can go and watch along any drummers. So that'll be a room full of drummers. Next Thursday evening at 7 o'clock in the theatre on the stage, what he's inviting are any musicians to come along and improvise with him. So there'll be an hour to an hour and a half of they're going to improvise music together. So he's looking for 10 to 25 people to come along and,
When you're in that environment, when you improvise, right, is that you sort of start off with a beat and then it moves into a well-known song, or do they just sort of play chords that they think that's going well with what's going at the moment and create music? Not that there's a right or a wrong to it, but I've never been to something
like
that.
Yeah, they're not going to a well-known song. Yeah. No. They're going to try and create something fresh.
And it just meanders then, doesn't it? Like a long piece of music.
Yeah, I guess it's a jam in a way. Yeah. I mean, he may stop and he may recalibrate. Improvisation's his thing and he studied improvisation. So I imagine there'd be direction from him.
Okay, that event next Thursday, did you say?
Thursday
at
7.
Is that open to the public?
It's open to it's open to any musicians who want to go along and take part. It's at 7 o'clock. It's absolutely free. Everything's covered in the residency. But we'd like people for that to book just so he knows what instrument you're bringing.
100%, all right. Okay.
You know, and I mean singers, obviously. Contact the box office, yeah.
All right, that sounds interesting. Conor McCauley, masterclass tomorrow, and then the jamming session, really, Thursday night.
Yeah, the improvisation session, yep.
Would it be appropriate for me to say, that sounds banging? Because that's what the kids say, and it's drums. Boom, there you go. I ring the comedy, Daddy rings the info, and I ring the laughs.
I actually think you've missed the mark there.
But this is where one of my kids would call you a boomer.
Yeah.
Because I said,
I think so.
That's the word Greg was thinking of too.
Exactly. We'll be back with more from Dahi and Michael, and Fionnuala will be making an appearance at some stage too. After these.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
Now, I have a very special guest in studio with me this morning now. It's Conor McCready, 10 years of age from Carrigans. Good morning to you, Conor.
Good morning.
How are you keeping?
Good.
Good stuff. Are you finished school now?
No, I think it's on next week.
Oh, no. Is that right, Mum?
Yeah, next week.
Okay, all right. But then you're free for the summer?
Yes.
And have you anything excited and planned?
Don't know.
Just chill out. See, is that a Liverpool top you have on, the full kit?
Yeah.
Big fan?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Okay, good to have you in. Right now, you are hosting a really special event. It's an aid of the Donegal Hospice, and it's coming up on Sunday, and you've come in to let people know so loads and loads of people go. It's in the Orchard Inn in Letterkenny, and it's from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. this Sunday. So why did you decide to plan this, Conor?
Because the Donegal Hospice took care of my two grannies, and they put loads of...
care and attention into them. And because they treated your two grannies so well, you want to give something back. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, do you love country music yourself?
Yeah.
And your grannies love country music too?
Of course.
Of course they did. All right. Okay. And is that why you're sort of putting a country theme into this?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's going to happen on the day? Do you have any artists performing?
I think Kieran Brown and that's all I know.
There's Simon more. Peters is there?
Yeah.
Paul McCahill?
Yeah.
Johnny Hockey?
Yeah.
And many, many more.
Yeah.
Is Keelan Brown your favourite?
Yeah.
I was thinking that. And do you sing yourself? Do you jive? Or do you just like listening to country music, Conor?
I just like listening to it.
Okay. And who is your favourite artist?
Probably... I don't have a favourite.
Good. You just like it all?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. And can you remember who was the best show that you went to?
On the go, on the shows, the music shows.
All right, okay. You've seen them play live, though, here and there, hasn't he, Mum?
Yeah.
Okay. And Carol, do you have a love of country music, too?
Oh, I do, yeah.
All right, and where did that come from? Your mum as well, I presume, as
well. Yeah, my mum, yeah.
Who's your favourite artist? I don't listen to country. I was going to say, I don't listen to country, and I can name a couple. Luke Holmes is a... He's just come out of the blue for people who aren't country fans. And then all of a sudden I heard he was coming to Dublin and Belfast, and the tickets were like, all of a sudden, loads of people I know were huge Luke Holmes fans.
Yeah.
I didn't know. It was just, I just thought, and it was around the time, I think he announced the concert around about the time Garth Brooks was about to play or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's huge. Absolutely huge. Do you like Luke yourself, Connor? Do you like Luke Holmes?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Very good. You don't have tickets to go and see him, though.
No.
Couldn't get tickets.
Couldn't. But listen, he'll be back again. Right. So it runs from 1 until 5 on Sunday, and then there's loads of people performing. I presume you want as many people as possible to come along and support the event, Connor.
Yeah. Entries are free, and everybody's welcome to come in on Sunday.
Okay, now you've already done fantastic in raising money already, haven't you? Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
I raised nearly £8,000 for the Donegal Hospice.
And how did you do that, Connor?
I made chocolate sleighs and Coca-Cola bottles for Christmas.
Yeah, because you're 10 now, you're into double digits, but you've had an interest in the Donegal Hospice for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
So I think 7 was the age you started, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I've never heard of a country tea party before, so this sounds like a first to me. It's going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
All right. You don't sing yourself, though, no? Or maybe you do?
No, I don't sing.
Okay, right. Okay, well, Gary Gamble's going to be there too, I think.
Yeah.
He used to be here. He's a great entertainer. I don't know, will it be Gary Gamble or Daniel O'Donnell that turns up? I don't know, maybe a bit of both. Are you a Daniel O'Donnell fan?
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. So, how proud are you, Carol, of Connor?
We're very proud of Connor.
He's a big boy. He's 10 now.
We're very proud of Connor. He's a big interest in the hospice since he's about 7.
Mm.
So my mum had passed away there in the hospice, and then my mother-in-law passed away there in the hospice about a few months after that.
Your mum was well cared for in the hospice, but before that she lived with you, didn't she?
Yeah.
And Connor was very good to Granny.
Connor was very good. He got up early every morning, didn't you, Connor?
Mm-hmm.
He gave her tea, and when she was going through the chemo, he was very, very good. He used to rub her head and everything, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And then his other granny just lived up around the street. You want to tell Greg, what did you do there in the mornings?
I cycled up every morning and made her coffee and made her butter biscuits.
Oh, I love buttered biscuits. Digestives. Was that her favourite?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. And a cup of coffee. Wow, what a brilliant grandson. You also yourself, you play football too, don't you? Play for Kildrum Tigers.
Yeah.
What position do you play?
I play goalkeeper and sometimes outfield.
Yeah, do you like goals?
Yeah.
All right, good. Because sometimes you have to force them into goals, but it's good that you enjoy it. And of course, as I said, a huge Liverpool fan as well.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, I'm sure we're all very proud of you, actually, because you're a brilliant young fella, especially Carol. I'm sure your two grannies, too, are looking down very, very proud of you with the love and care that you gave them. And the listeners are saying things like, what a fantastic job, a credit to his mum. Hello, this is Connor's interview. Carol's all right. No, I joke. What a fantastic job, credit to his mum. Come on, everyone, and support this great event. And we're going to recap that. And also, what an amazing young man. Everybody out there, they say, is very proud of you, Connor. Do you feel that? Do you understand how people think you're such a great young lad?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay. Right. So we encourage you, if you can, to get along this Sunday to the Orchard Inn in Letterkenny from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. It's organised by 10-year-old Connor McCready from Carrigans, with a lot of support from Mum, I'm sure. Is Mum a good support for this? Is she helping out well too?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Is there anything else that you want to say? You're throwing out invites there, aren't you, in case there's any other country stars listening? They can turn up. You'll accept them, will you?
Yeah.
Okay, you got a video from Daniel Donald.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, what did he say?
Well done, though.
All right, okay. Who's to say, hey, if he was around, I don't know. You never know where Daniel is, but wouldn't that be some surprise if he turned up?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, listen, regardless, you already have a fantastic lineup. It's going to be a great day. Are you looking forward to it? Are you excited for it?
Yeah, very.
All right, okay. You're going to dress up? Do you wear country gear? You're just going to wear your Liverpool top or what?
My Liverpool top, probably.
And a cowboy hat, maybe. That'll be the only compromise. All right, listen, please, as many of you can, get along and support this country tea party. It's in aid of the Donegal Hospice. Already, Connor, since the age of 7, has raised €6,000. You heard how wonderful and caring he was to his grannies, and you can reward that and the great work the hospice did in continuing that care for both ladies by getting along this Sunday, even just to stick your head in to the Orchard Inn, Letterkenny, from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. You say it's free to get in, and then you're asking maybe people if they want to do a donate, or is there any raffles or anything, Mum?
Yeah, it's free entry to get in.
Yeah.
So we have lots of spa prizes and lots of hampers.
And lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
All right, okay. The problem, I think, will be stopping it at 5, Connor.
Yeah.
That'll be the problem. All right, okay. And listen, have a lovely summer when you get your school finished up. More people wishing you so well. Siobhan saying on Facebook, an amazing young lad, because people are able to watch you all over the world too during this, Connor. Uh-huh. So do you want to give them a quick wave to that camera to your right there? Good boy. All right, Connor, listen, well done. Best of success. Thank you so much for calling in. You did fantastic. And you barely needed Mum at all.
Yeah.
But Carol, thanks very much to call in, all right? And I hope it's a huge success. And keep doing what you're doing, Connor. It's amazing. To raise 6,000 is just 8,000, sorry, it is now, I think you said, isn't it?
Yeah.
To raise 8,000 is a remarkable achievement, and I hope Sunday is the success it deserves to be. Thank you so much for calling in. We're all really proud of you. You're doing brilliant.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Connor.
Bye-bye.
Do you want to say hello to anyone before you go?
Can I say hello to everybody at my school? Can I say hello to Mr. O'Kane and Mr. Kane and all my friends at Bluegrey?
That's your school?
It goes to Blairhurry Primary School.
Brilliant. Okay. And you can't be too long there now. What class are you in, or when are you moving?
P6.
Right, okay. Well done. All right, okay. Now, you'll have the whole summer to look forward to now, and then a new term for September. Connor McCready, thank you very much indeed. Carol as well, thank you so much for calling in, both from Carrigan's, and both looking forward to that great event. It is a country tea party for the Donegal Hospice this Sunday in the Orchard Inn between 1 and 5 p.m. Okay, you're welcome back to the programme. Lovely to have Connor and his mum, Carol, in studio. And as we're discussing, whilst I popped out to grab something, Michael and Dahi, what were you doing when you were 10?
Well, when I was 10 years old, I told Dahi I was obsessively watching TV and reading comic books. So a lot has changed. A lot has changed in my life.
Right, fess up, Dahi.
I was probably playing football. I mean, I was a goalkeeper too at that age, you know.
Right.
Sadly, I didn't grow enough for that career, but
Were you good enough to pursue it if you had grown a couple of inches, I wonder?
Absolutely not, but I'd like to think so. I may have claimed it at occasional times in a bar somewhere, but no,
all right,
not
brilliant
at all.
Stuff. All right, listen, he's brilliant. What an amazing young lad. This show on Netflix, I always struggle to say, because one of my worst fears is swearing on radio.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So what show...
But everybody knows, you're okay. I mean, everyone knows it.
Schitt's Creek.
No, that's not the name of it.
All right, what is it then?
It's called Schitt's Creek.
Right, talk to me about it.
It's got a C in it, I'll grant you that.
As I say, I know Fionnuala raves about it.
She loves it, yeah.
I never
got into it, but that's just a time issue. I saw the pilot... Loved the pilot.
Donna Marie thinks it's an amazing show.
Yeah, people do. People
do. You know, it's very much comfort TV to me. This is my second watch through, and what I would say is it really stands up again. It's a Canadian show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose it has some of that Canadian sensibility, the more, what do we think of as Canadians?
Relax.
Polite?
Yeah, they're very polite. Yeah, it lacks the... aggression.
Courteous.
Courteous, I think. It's very courteous, yeah. I mean, some great... I love Canadian shows like Corner Gas and Kim's Convenience, which, Dahi, you got me into Kim's Convenience.
Yeah.
So, it's in that wheelhouse and it's highly acclaimed.
It's highly acclaimed. And listen, it's people, they were billionaires, essentially. They've lost all the money. The money men have run off fraud. They've lost all the money. Everything's taken away. But as a joke, he bought this Canadian town.
Right.
Apparently you can do that, you can own towns and I don't know, but he bought the rights to this town as a joke for his son at some stage, paid £1 million, so they have to move there and live in the local motel.
It's the only
accommodation,
because they have nothing else, isn't that kind of it? Because I saw the first day, I loved it. Again,
but
I know
it's a simple setup, but look at the scope it gives you.
So it's that idea. It's almost the Kardashians are pulled down to living in the local, you know what I mean?
See, that's your elevator pitch. You know, they talk about an elevator pitch. This idea, you get an exec and you say, I have a show for you, and it's Kardashians lose all their money, they have to live in a small town. That's your pitch.
That's pretty much it.
That's it.
And it's just really funny. And it, in some ways, it's old school in its sort of comedy because it's all on the dialogue. It's on very clever writing. But what I would say, if people are going to go to it, it's a builder. They kind of find the characters over the
season.
So it's more than a sitcom in a series of half hours with situations. There's a bit more to it.
There is an overarching story.
Yeah.
And they do, it, obviously as it goes on, there's quite a few seasons, so they get more elaborate, I suppose, in some of them, and really, really funny and go quite, you know, really funny. But yeah, they find the characters and they find where they're going over the first season. So it's the second season.
Which
really
is common. A lot of shows are like that. I mean, you know, when you think of Scrubs, I think it gets better.
Well, you have to establish characters.
You have to establish characters, yeah.
And I think the actors are finding the character they're playing.
Yeah.
You know, as well.
And if I know from, you know, from social media, the mother and the son, I think, are they the ones that really popped? Am I right? Is that what
absolutely.
They popped in a big way.
Absolutely.
Like, they're like a pop culture thing beyond the show. You know how characters just break out sometimes?
Yeah.
I mean, Bart Simpson did in the early years of The Simpsons, even though the show is about Homer.
And I mean, she said it's Catherine O'Hara, isn't it, plays the mother, who's a long time established comedy actress.
Veteran comedy people,
But she's brilliant, like. And there's quite a lot of Irish names there. So there's Catherine O'Hara, there's Annie Murphy, obviously plays her daughter. The guy playing David Rose, whose name escapes me off the top of the head now, because he's one of the writers. I mean, his facial work, what he's doing, the comedy facial work he's doing, like, you can see other actors round him trying desperately not to laugh when he just raises an eyebrow.
Yeah.
I know, just the incredible reactions.
Yeah.
So it's comfort TV. It's very easy going. I can't imagine anybody's going to be triggered by it unless they've lost a fortune at some stage. You know.
Fair enough. That's a good point.
And heartily recommend it. Very binge watchable. You could almost watch it as well sometimes when you're doing something else, if you know what I mean.
I like those type of shows. Sometimes I don't want to intently commit my entire focus to something. I like a background show, but you're still watching it and chuckling stuff.
Because so much of it is dialogue, and really funny dialogue, really well written, you could be...
It could have worked on radio. It could be adapted. You know, like the old school. Like Dad's Army famously was very easily adapted by BBC for BBC Radio. And they didn't really have to do much to the scripts. Yeah. They just ran with it. And Steptoe and Son as well. So some of those shows are very.
Yeah. I think it would, yeah.
Right, okay. Okay.
Excellent.
I've just watched a bit of the trailer here, actually. It looks. I'm gonna watch it. I'm going to watch a couple of episodes. But as you say, you need to commit to it a wee bit, don't you? Yeah.
There are also whole websites devoted to David's clothing. And where you can find David's clone, because his wardrobe is just incredible.
Okay.
And
He popped in a big way.
So you
way,
can
yeah,
dig
yeah.
into this just as much as you want to, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. Caller says, Schitt's Creek's an amazing show. Really didn't think much of the first two episodes, but went back to it and absolutely loved all of it. So disappointed when it was over. I had that week.
Yeah.
I think I started Breaking Bad 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
It just didn't grab you.
No, well, I thought it was about something else. I thought it was about, it was a bit heavy about someone with a terminal illness and stuff. And where could they go with this? And as it turned out, it was one of the best shows ever made. So you can't judge necessarily a book by the first couple of pages. You need to flick through. Okay,
yeah. Completely agree.
Wishing Caroline in Mastershoe a very happy 40th birthday. Sorry, a very happy 40 years in business. Exciting day ahead. Wow, great achievement. 40 years doing anything is quite the achievement. Right, okay. Let me see. Who do I have? I have Connor Grimes joining us now. Connor Grimes, Grimes and McKee's New Ireland, is on in the Bala Theatre on Saturday night at 8:45. Connor, good morning to you. Hopefully you can hear me. Good morning. How are you keeping?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Or else I'm an amazing lip reader or bluffer or both. How are you keeping?
I'm keeping fantastic. I'm sitting here in Tyrone and it's quite beautiful.
Yes, it is, of course. Not as beautiful as Donegal, where you're coming tomorrow. Talk to me about the show, Connor.
Okay, well, myself and Alan McKee work mostly out of Belfast and have done a number of shows, including one quite big show called The History of the Troubles, According to My Da. So we had done the history, and one day we were just thinking, really in the north, this word has sort of been bandied about New Ireland, sort of to, as some sort of compromise, you know, to be non-divisive. And we just thought to ourselves, what if we were 30 years down the line and Ireland had united to become New Ireland, to the satisfaction of most of the people on the island, what could it possibly look like? And that's where the show began, a step into the future.
And in 30 years' time, do we forget the big stuff and find ourselves fussing over the little things?
Well, yes. There's a few things we found. It was quite a tricky show to write because, as you know, using your imagination and something like this can be, you know, fraught with difficulty and lots of prevarication and procrastinating while writing it. But, yeah, we started to realise that, you know, what would the flag look like and what would the national dish be, the national dog, all these sort of questions popped into our heads. And we were sort of getting a bit of crack out of those. What would the, you know, transport be like? You know, would, you know, if it was free travel for all, would there be first class on the trains for the rich people? These are the sort of things that, you know, we started to look at. What would the paramilitaries do with so-called nothing to do, you know, and whatnot? And what would the newest theme park in the world be? Of course, it would be Disneyland. You know,
okay. And you also, I like this one, you also ask who will chair the peace talks between Tato and Free Stato, which I presume are the ones that we get in the Republic.
Yes, and of course, there some of the Republicans like Free Stato, as they call it, but they don't like the red, white and blue bags. They find that an insult to the Patriot dead, you know. There's lots and lots of complications. What we found about the Tato thing, and it has caught the imagination a little bit, is it much like the IFA and the FII, there was a split. No one's really sure who split. You would need someone who was there at the time. There seemed to be a franchise and a split between the two, slightly different flavours, same stable, and people are vehemently passionate about the subject, we have found.
When I'm a Free Stato, there's just no doubt about that. But not in the multi-pack, only when bought individually. I think the flavour fails. Yes, I do. Sorry, controversial. I think the flavour is compromised in a Tato crisp bag out of a multi-pack. And you know what? It is a hill I am actually prepared to die upon. So I'm ready to go. So how do you and your partner in crime tell us this story? What can people look forward to, Conor? How is it presented to the audience?
Okay, we open the show up with, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the future. And it's kind of a little bit like a sit back, relax, buckle up. And what I essentially, you know, we do shows in the north all the time, but this one we deliberately, we're coming to Donegal on purpose. We were in Leitrim last weekend. And then we finished this tour. We're back in Belfast for the West Belfast Festival and in the Lyric Theatre in September. But we wanted to come down here because we want the people to see what they're going to get. So it's kind of a little bit like a love letter or a begging letter to the South. The Nordies are mental, but it's going to be all right. And the craziness that has to be accepted, the colour of the bunting, all these things that the Southerners are going to have to stomach. Is that the right word? And indeed, some of them actually love it. There's a whole big grawl for the 12th of July amongst some of the Southerners and different wee surprises like that. But basically, we're saying to the South, will you take us if it's going to go that way?
And Camir, is it just all out comedy or do you accidentally on purpose send the audience away with something of a message?
Yes, a few people have said, and this is an odd thing, that they found it strangely moving. And I know that's a cliche. When you're dealing with the future, you're obviously hooking over the past. You know, there's a lot of Ireland's had a lot of problems and is going to continue to have a lot of problems. So, yeah, there are various things in there that are wistful and so on. But, no, essentially, it is a comedy. And, yeah, if you're having a glimpse into the future, this is our imagination, nothing more.
Brilliant stuff. OK, so it's tomorrow night, 8:45. It's in the Bala Theatre and you can check the box office for ticket availability. Thanks, Conor, for your time. Have a lovely day.
Can I just say that we
moved... Of course you can. Yes, go ahead.
We moved the time of the show was originally 8 o'clock, but of course Donegal are playing Tyrone in Ballybuffet tomorrow evening. And their throw-in is at 7 o'clock. So we realised that there were people phoning the theatre to say, well, we're going to go to the Donegal match, obviously. What can happen? So we've moved it then to 8:45, hoping there's no extra time, and hoping then that people can go to the match and then come straight into the Ballor Theatre.
Yeah, on a high following a Donegal victory. All right, take care of yourself. You're in Tyrone, so I'm cutting you off now. Connor, listen, thanks for your time. Connor Grimes, Grimes and McKee's New Ireland. Actually kind of an interesting concept, that, isn't it?
They're great performers, two of them, great comic actors. Yeah. And I think most people recognise them from that advert where they go in a filing cabinet. Mm. I wouldn't mention the product. But I think most people recognise them from that. They're great comic actors and certainly...
And it is a strong idea. It's a strong idea. Excuse me, yeah, it's a strong idea.
Yeah, Carla says it's nice to sort of play with our cultural differences without it being directly anchored in the past, although it is to some extent, but do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Do you get where I'm coming from?
Have fun with the future
yeah, and see where it takes us, okay? Schitt's Creek is just brilliant, funny, loved it, says a caller. Donna Marie, could you get Fionnuala, the Highland Radio Overlord? She can come in after the next ad break. Did she watch Flash with you?
She did.
Right, okay, so we might involve her in that.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. Kind of want to go. We'll go to a podcast with you if that's all right.
Sure.
Before the break. Yep. Joanne McAnally and Vogue Williams, My Therapist Ghosted Me. Interested to see this on the list for a reason I can't really explain.
Well, I'm not really the target market.
Yes.
It has to be said. Okay. I'm not. But I thought, I mentioned it last time, and it is an absolute phenomenon. They've done the Three Arena, you know, the Royal Albert
Hall. I don't
Hall.
Get that.
They're selling huge amounts of tickets.
Yeah, I don't get it. But
you know, so I thought, well, dive in, see what's so successful about it.
Hmm.
And actually, I'm really not the target market, you know. But it's very much, to me, it reminded me of, you're sitting in a cafe and you're overhearing two women.
Yeah.
You know, they've been best friends their whole life and they're really honestly tearing apart their own, what's been happening to them in their lives and just laughing at it. And that's what it felt like. I was overhearing two best friends doing a conversation. But of course, Joanne McAnally's a great comedian.
Mm.
And they're just really, really funny. Now, it's very grown up. It's very adult. It's very modern.
So they're There's talking about no serious punches. Things in a funny way.
Well, it's dating. It's relationships more than anything. It's dating
but
relationships.
But you have to have something to say. You can't just... make a podcast or get up on a stage in Three Arena unless there's a structure there. You have to be performing.
Yeah, it comes across very naturally, but obviously they have what they're doing. And as I say, Joanne's a great comedian.
I listen to a few podcasts or shows that are live and podcasts, and I listen to people and their interaction, how they get on with them. And I find it frustrating that it's so funny and natural and good and so quick-witted and so the way they can go to references. I'm loving it, but at the same time, I actually be genuinely envious of the skill set that they have.
Funnily enough, in the other podcast that I was...
That's
Dave Moore and Neil Delamere. I mean, okay, they've planned what they're doing. It's a very traditional kind of setup of a show, I think, in terms of they're going to talk about amazing facts. Stuff you wouldn't have expected. But of course, again...
Okay, I'm going to hit you with an amazing fact. What would you say the most popular male name in Ecuador was last year?
Greg.
Yes? No, sorry. Greg. That's my name. I won't bore you. Liam.
Really?
Liam.
Really?
There you go. Stick that in your podcast, you Dave Moore and Neil Delamere.
But, like, they talk about subjects, amazing facts. Obviously, Neil. This one was the live one with Dermot Gavin. So Neil, I think, is playing to the audience more because he's a comedian and he's got a live audience. So there's a lot more. And he's brilliant at working with the audience. So I think there's a bit more off the cuff there. But again, the amount of facts that they appear to have...
Right, worth a listen
quite
to
casually
both of them.
At them.
Dave Moore and Neil Delamere. Yeah. Why would you tell me that? Available on or where you get your
podcasts.
The
thing I will say, as I say, I'll just say that again about the... My Therapist Ghosted Me, is it's very adult. It's almost like two 30-year-old women coming back from Ibiza or wherever they've been, Mallorca, horrendous. And talking about what they got up to.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
It wouldn't have made it into
It's really funny.
You wouldn't have made it into the thrill of it all.
wouldn't have made it into the thrill.
Right, you've heard Fionnuala.
Lovely callback.
But wait a moment, because she's going to be joining us formally. I feel like, you're a guest on your own slot.
I know. What is going on? Well,
you're a guest on your own item.
Finally, Michael's starting to bring his real friends. Because obviously he doesn't consider me one of those.
Oh, God, this again.
And then I came in to be very quiet, but then I can't help. Not my cup of tea that might... My therapist goes to
Have you listened?
Have you tried it?
Yeah, because I have tried it, yeah.
Because I didn't think, my wife Deirdre, because we were listening in the car, and it wouldn't be her sensibilities. But once she got over the, oh, I can't believe they're talking about this, she actually laughed a lot.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Humour, though, is fun. But humour is very, very, very subjective. But podcasts,
you talk about target audience studies. Podcasts are particularly targeted.
I can say they don't suit me, but like they filled the... as I still call it, the point. I refuse to move forward in time. They filled the point, I think, two or three times.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually watched the, I don't know if you talked about it there, but I watched the one with Roy Keane.
So this is a problem. You should come in at 12:30. I know. I have to take two ad breaks. And we won't even
talk about your ad breaks.
No, I'm actually really good now. Linda! she's on holidays, is she? I am actually...
Poor JV, like.
No. I have turned off complete new leaf.
Are you?
You've
realised that unlike Ryan Doherty, your money actually comes from the ads, not from just like general people sending us checks.
Under the table. All right, back after these. Okay, you're very welcome back to the train station and in studio with us now, because that's what it sounds like. Dahi Ramsey still, of course. Michael Leddy there. They too are. Look at them, so handsome. And we also have, I mean it, Fionnuala Rabbit as well. Fionnuala. Right, okay. You have come in. It's complicated. Don't know how to even explain it to the listeners, but you haven't left this item. It's just a happenstance for today. But you're also going to talk to us about a nice...
I'm not here today because I'm here for just half an hour before I head off to take my plane to go on my holidays and leave all you, as they say, losers behind.
The great unwashed.
While I sun myself for 2 weeks. So I was all excited. But then this happened, and now I'm trying to think about whether or not I should change my flights and come back because I'm so excited.
What is it then?
We're about to announce. So as we mentioned before, Michael and I were very privileged to go over to Eclipse Cinema to see their new luxury cinema that they've opened up, and it's absolutely beautiful. And while we were there, to be honest, I hold my hand up, it was my first time in Eclipse because I have a tendency to be a bit lazy, and I went to Century here.
Because you're based in Letterkenny.
Yeah, because I'm based in Letterkenny, so I usually go over to Century. But went to Eclipse, absolutely loved it, and said to them, oh, if there's ever anything that you've got going on, we'd love to do it. Because we're always doing trips and doing different things like that. But they tend to be for older people and not necessarily for kids. So, by the by, then I get a phone call yesterday, all exciting, that they are giving us an Irish premiere. So brilliant. So, on the week of the 7th of July, Friday the 7th of July, is the launch of the long-awaited... Chain dates have been pushed out. Everything's happened. This movie was supposed to come out, I think, last year nearly, the way they were talking
about
it.
It's a long time coming, yeah.
It's a long time coming, and they kept changing the dates. And the movie is Elementals.
Mm.
Pixar's Elementals. Anyone who's a big fan of the movie Inside Out, which was all about the feelings and, anger and sadness and happiness and that kind of thing, and how they all kind of managed to live together in a little girl's head, will absolutely adore this movie and we're very excited and know this movie is coming because this is kind of like the next step on from that.
Shall we listen to a little bit of the trailer here?
Absolutely.
Nothing weird going on here.
Just a little pruning.
Water is always getting into something.
Help!
And fire?
As ordered.
We run a little hot.
All right, we'll let that play out in the background for those of us that are watching it. But it looks gorgeous.
Oh, my God. It looks absolutely... I've been so excited about this movie. I've been waiting and waiting for it. It looks so amazing. Instead of talking about the emotions, which they did before, what they've done now is they've taken the elements. So it's earth, well, what they call it, land. So it's land, fire, water and air. And basically, they all live in a city together. And it's all about the different complications, how they're all so different, and then they find that they have things in common. Mm. And, oh, it's... 100%.
Right, so what we're going to be doing here is, and this is so exciting for younger people as well, we are able to tell, or young people who win this, get involved, are able to say that they went to the Irish premiere.
Yes, this is. I think it's one other place in which it's being shown.
It's so the
this
Irish
is kind of it. 100. I'm actually not even sure where the
There's
one other
one
place
other,
is.
But this
it
is
might be, but
an
this
Irish
is,
premiere,
and it most 100% is a premiere.
And you get to see it before anybody else.
North,
this
yes,
is a special
because
screening.
What we're actually doing is the launch date is the Friday the 7th, and what we've done is we have a premiere in association with Eclipse for Wednesday the 3rd. So you will see it before all of your friends, before the birthday parties, the whole thing. So it, the 5th, you're right.
Yes.
Sorry, Michael signaling me there. Yeah. It's Wednesday the 5th, I beg your pardon. So Wednesday the 5th, we will be showing the premiere at 3:00 in the Eclipse. I am hoping that people will come either all dressed up in their premiere clothes or else they will come in their Disney outfits. And it's going to be very exciting.
Have a lot of
now,
fun with it.
Absolutely. Have a lot of fun with it. Now, the only thing about it is obviously we are restricted by numbers. So in order to get as many people as we can into it, we've decided to run a little competition. So all of next week, from Monday to Friday, across the shows at different times, we will be giving away family passes to Elemental's premiere on Wednesday, the 5th of July. So on Monday, we're going to give away, you're going to start it on your show and be the first one. Then we're going to do, David James is going to give away a family ticket. Then Lee will,
Marty.
After that.
Marty's in for Lee next week.
Well,
semantics,
Marty, yeah.
You know yourself.
No, absolutely. Marty will be giving them away in the morning then. And then JB, then yourself again on Wednesday. And then Ivan in the evening time. Marty again, and David then on Thursday, and then yourself and JB will give away the last pairs.
So listen to the programme all next week, right across all programming. We'll explain at that time what you'll need to do, but it's effectively, we're going to invite you to send a WhatsApp video or voicemail, but we'll give you that cue to get in part across those shows, and you and your family, your young people and you, your family, sorry, can go along to this premiere and see this. It's going to be one of the biggest films of the year, family films certainly, Elemental, in
the Eclipse Cinema in Lifford.
It's all very exciting.
Absolutely. Look, it's really exciting, and it doesn't matter about your family size. You know, I'm assuming that most people will be going like one adult and X number of children. Don't worry about it. When I say a family ticket, I don't necessarily mean it has
four
to be
in the traditional
four
sense.
In the traditional sense. Okay. That's why I'm being very kind of cautious with the numbers, because obviously I don't want somebody to have to leave somebody behind, because you cannot buy tickets to go to this. This is purely going to be...
It's a premiere. We're going to encourage you next week to dress up, to wear dresses Disney, dresses one of the characters, whatever.
Exactly.
Paint your face orange like fire.
100%. And what we're hoping to do then, as you say, what I'd like to see is to have the some of the children to either send in a video message or a WhatsApp message letting us know exactly why they should be the ones that are chosen to go and how big fans they are of Disney.
June, across the day, all next week. Fionnuala Rabbit, enjoy your break. Well earned, by the way, between what you do here and the chamber and everything else.
I
want to pay
all
a rise.
All this good stuff is happening when I'm gone.
I want €345,000 over the next 7 years, all that kind of stuff. Dahi, listen, it's always great to have you up on the show as well, and I mean that in
thank
earnest.
You,
thank you so
really
very much.
It.
And last but not least, Michael, we couldn't do it without you.
Great
you
fun.
Are the mainstay. You're the regular regular set of hands.
It's
thank
great
you
fun.
So very much
great
indeed.
Fun,
indeed.
I love it. Great fun.
Thanks to Donna Marie and Niamh Shields for the work on the show today. We're all back with you on Monday. Have a lovely, safe weekend, everyone.